Morning. It's nice to be here. It's a little bit outside of where I'm normally at for this conference, but I'm excited. I have no financial relationships to disclose, and this study was supported by the CGBI endowment. Our learning objectives: we would like to learn and identify how childcare arrangements after a mom goes back to work are related to breastfeeding duration, and explain and discuss any possible policy and or societal implications. We'll give a very brief outline on the topic, background on the topic. We'll give a background on the data and a brief description of the measures. We'll discuss the methods that were used. We'll present the results from our analyses and give some implications. Optimal breastfeeding is related to numerous improved maternal and child health outcomes. The Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality did a systematic review on that. And the recommendations are that mother-infant diet exclusively breastfeed for 6 months, and then breastfeed with complementary foods for 1 year and beyond. The challenge that we're facing is that very few mother-infant dyads are breastfeeding according to these recommendations. Several factors are related to breastfeeding duration that have been identified: maternal race, age, marital status, education, socioeconomic status, maternal obesity, tobacco use, and attitudes, as well as returning to work, family support, professional support, and her intention self-efficacy. There's still more to be learned about the how childcare arrangements when a mom returns to work are related to breastfeeding, and so this study explores those relationships. We use data from the Infant Feeding Practices Study 2. This is a national longitudinal data set that was put out by the CDC and FDA. They followed women from their third trimester through to the end of their first year postpartum. Every month and a half, they sent out a questionnaire to the moms, and they asked questions about infant feeding and childcare arrangements. The childcare arrangement questions were only asked on months 3, 6, 9, and 12. And this analysis was limited to mothers who are currently working, were currently working at the time of that questionnaire, because if she was not working, she was not asked to fill out questions about childcare arrangements. So we measured breastfeeding according to a couple of questions. The first was a food frequency chart. Every questionnaire asked the mom to fill out the type of food that she was feeding her infant. And if she documented that she was feeding her infant human milk, then she met the first criterion. And then the second was the mode of feeding. And the mom had an option to say that she feeds only from one breast, she feeds from both breasts, or she only feeds her infant pumped milk. And we limited breastfeeding to be women who indicated that they were either feeding from one breast or both breasts. So if she said that she was feeding, if she said she was only feeding pumped milk, she was not classified as breastfeeding for this study. This was measured every month, so it's monthly indicators. Measures of childcare. So there were a few questions that we looked at related to childcare arrangements. The first was, what do you do with your child while you are working? This was asked, like I said, at the 3, 6, 9, and 12 month. And possible responses are, my child is cared for by a family member, my child is cared for by someone not in the family, I kept the infant with me while I worked from home, I kept the infant with me while I worked outside the home. The second child care measure that we were interested in is, who usually kept your baby during the past 4 weeks if the mom was not keeping the infant? And again, this was asked 3, 6, 9, 12 months. And possible responses were, the baby's father kept the baby's grandparents kept the baby, another family member, or someone not in the family. Where does the child care usually occur? Infant's home with no other children, infant's home with other children, other private home with no other children, other private home with other children, and then at a daycare. And then we also looked at what support the child care arrangement provided for breastfeeding. And so they asked, does your child care provider feed a mother's pumped milk to her baby? Does your child care provider allow mothers to breastfeed at the child care place before work? Does it allow mothers to come in and breastfeed during their lunch breaks? Does the child care provider thaw and prepare bottles of pumped milk? And does it keep extra pumped milk frozen for use? Methods for analysis. Since we were interested in breastfeeding duration, we did a time to event analysis. As I said, the outcome measure was breastfeeding duration measured in monthly intervals. The data were interval censored and rate censored. And we used a life tables method to just estimate a descriptive for the median breastfeeding duration. Since we have time-varying covariates, so a mom's childcare arrangement could change as she proceeds through her first year, we used a complementary log-log model to handle both the interval censoring and to allow for time-varying covariates. We did a simple model where it was just the explanatory variable of interest modeled onto breastfeeding duration. And then we did a multivariate model that controlled for potential confounders, and we controlled for the confounders that I listed in the background. So just some descriptives. The average maternal age in our study was 29.3 years. Average number of people in the household was about 3.3. Mean number of children, 1.2, 82.9% were married, 82.9% were also white. The modal category for educational attainment was 1 to 3 years of college. The median household income was between 40 and 45,000. Prenatal breastfeeding intention, prenatally, so in the third trimester, the average was moms intended to breastfeed for 9.5 months. The modal category was that 37.8% of the respondents felt very confident that they could achieve that breastfeeding duration. 24% were in WIC, and 14% were in infants enrolled in WIC. From the life tables, estimate of breastfeeding duration, the median duration was about 44 weeks with standard error of 1.1 weeks. And this is just the breastfeeding duration curve over those weeks. So now looking at the relationships between childcare arrangements and breastfeeding duration. So first, the models that look at just the explanatory variables, not controlling for potential confounders. The two measures that were significantly associated with breastfeeding duration were mom takes care of the infant at home and mom takes care of the infant at work. And this is the survival, the duration curves for those childcare arrangements. The top curves are the mom taking care of the infants, and you can see that the mom taking care of the infant at home is just a hair above mom taking care of the infant at work, but both of those are above the baseline curves as well as someone else taking care of the infant. When we control for potential confounders using multivariate, the mom taking care of the infant at home was the only one that was significantly associated with a reduced risk for ceasing breastfeeding duration. All other relationships became non-significant. Who takes care of the infant? None of these were significant at the 0.05 level, so it doesn't seem like if someone else is taking care of the infant, there's not really a difference in terms of breastfeeding duration, just looking at the simple models. With the father taking care of the infant seeming like it might be slightly close to significant. And again, this is looking at the unadjusted curves. You see the father is at the top. but once we control for confounders, none of them become even remotely significant. So someone else taking care of the infant, there's no difference in breastfeeding duration. Where does the child care take place? Again, no differences in the location of child care. And we see all of the curves are very close together. And again, with the multivariate, controlling for confounders, the infant being taken care of at home with no other children actually became slightly close to significant. We need to do further look into what might be happening there. Might we have opened up a backdoor path and some causal inference by controlling for more variables? So we need to look at our EPI model for that a little bit more in depth moving forward. Breastfeeding support offered, unadjusted, a child care feeding a mom's pumped milk and a child care allowing moms to breastfeed before work were significantly associated with a reduced risk for stopping breastfeeding. And again, these are our curves. But once we adjust for potential confounders, the relationships go away. Conclusion, so it seems like the care arrangement that stuck once we controlled for confounders was a mother taking care of her infant at home or, well, on the simple models, a mother taking care of her infant at home or work, a father taking care of the infant, possibly, and a child care provider feeding pumped milk and allowing breastfeeding before or after work. But on the once we look at confounding, other things that might be influencing these relationships, mom taking care of the infant while working from home was the only one that remained significant. So some of the things that the Carolina Global Breastfeeding Institute has been advocating for is to support moms who choose to, if they choose to work from home, try to inform businesses of the benefits of that, both to them as well as to the mom, so allowing flexible working arrangements. And also, some further research needs to be done. Like I mentioned, we want to look into that causal model for that one relationship that wasn't significant and became significant in the multivariate model. And also other mechanisms to support mothers who cannot or are unable to work from home, but would still like to maintain breastfeeding. Thank you.
We're going to take questions from Nathan now, and I also wanted to ask, Jonathan, did you get to circulate the list? Okay, we're circulating a list if you want to join the little working group we have in APHA on child care, so thanks.
Yes.
How did you eliminate solely pumped breastfeeding?
Yeah, so the reason for that was we're interested in trying to support moms who choose to breastfeed at the breast. And there's also some evidence from another study I'm currently working on that pumped milk, pumping actually relates to shorter breastfeeding duration. So, and there's some mechanisms that I'm not a biology person that I don't fully understand for that, but so we're trying to move towards supporting moms to breastfeed at the breast. So that's why we chose that. Yes?
Related to that, is there an option for them to select both?
So if they selected, like, I feed my infant, if I feed my infant from one breast, that's not saying I only feed my infant from one breast. It means... So yeah. So they could be, well, the way that the skip pattern worked, if they said I feed my infant from one breast, it doesn't mean I only feed my infant from one breast. It means I feed my infant from one breast and I also pump. I feed my infant from both breasts. I feed my infant from both breasts and I also pump. Or nope, I only pump my, I only feed my infant pump milk. So our... We only took out the solely pumped milk mom. So these analyses, and we have another set of models that we're looking at exclusively breastfeeding at the breast that we're still working on some of the math behind that. So we want to look at moms only feed them at the breast. Does that make sense? Okay. I didn't see who went up first, so I'll take you, and then against the wall.
What's the relationship between maternal
and
include that in one of the factors of their contribution?
So in our analyses, that became non-significant in the multivariate model. There were some other there's some other studies in the literature where maternal obesity was related. Excuse me. But in our study, once we controlled for other confounders, it was no longer related. Since this wasn't the aim of the study, we didn't present these, but the other variables that were significant were intention to return to work. So I intend to return to work in 4 weeks or less, was significantly associated with shorter breastfeeding. Also, intention to breastfeed duration. I intend to breastfeed my infant for less than, I think, 4 months, was also significantly associated with shorter duration, which also was confirmed in the literature. Other studies found similar things, but we didn't find age, we didn't find marital status, obesity, some of the other things that other studies have found. Those didn't pan out in our data. So our sample size starting the first month was 1,300, and then it dropped off after that because we had women stopping breastfeeding. Yeah.
Did you ask about the type of job?
Yeah, so we controlled for, so the work variables that we controlled for were, did you work in the past year prenatally, and then did you work in the past 4 weeks as the questionnaires went on? And then they asked, what kind of work do you do? Do you work for, there was one set of questions, do you work for someone else full-time, work for someone else part-time, work for myself, a whole slew of questions there. And then another set of questions that we also controlled for, I do administrative work, I do CEO type work, I do service work, I do retail work. So we controlled for working, who they work for, and the type of job that they had. Yeah. Yes.
Last question.
Okay. So, with obesity being so high that you really have more than the majority of women that are overweight or obese,
Mm-hmm. Did
that factor into it at all?
So, I don't know if you caught in my descriptives, but our study sample was not generalizable to the general population. We have a large number of non-minority white women. We have a large number of women who went to 1 to 3 years of college. So some of our descriptives and the study protocol from the CDC said that they also did some comparative studies of the IFPS respondents to other respondents, and they were significantly different on race, educational attainment, income. They may not be generalizable in that sense, and I think that's one of the reasons why we didn't find that relationship. So, great.
Thank you
so
very much.